This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the developed India can be built only on strength of self-reliant, self-esteemed, independent and empowered women. Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti, Se Viksit Bharat, in New Delhi yesterday to mark the International Women's Day, the President stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. President Murmu prescribed the provision for the reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the state assemblies through Nari Shakti Vandan Adhyanam as a historic step towards political empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups during Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat yesterday. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi assured that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant step taken to improve their lives. He emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development, with the government placing the utmost importance on dignity and the well-being of the women in every step. The Indian Air Force Chief, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has emphasized that the need for India's technological ecosystem to evolve to a stage where the country's pioneers, new innovations and others inspire to follow. Speaking at the event at the private news channel, he highlighted that one of the key lessons on the ongoing global conflicts is necessity for being prepared for a prolonged, drawn-out war. He underscored that growing the role of technology, particularly unmanned aerial vehicles in modern warfare, addressing the reports about Pakistan acquiring the fifth generation fighter aircraft from the neighboring country, the IAF chief remarked that while the adversary may possess the technologically advanced aircraft, the effective tactics can be employed to counter them. In a separate session, he said, the Dinesh K. Tripathi shared the key takeaways from the ongoing global conflicts, noting that the technology will be enabled and the smaller to less experienced opponents to challenge the larger adversaries. He stressed that the sustainability is critical and the Atmanirbharta is essential. Further, the faster pace of the ingestion of this defense. Responding to the concern over China's increasing presence in the Indian Ocean region, the Admiral Tripathi assured that the Indian Navy continuously monitors the area. In Punjab, six factory workers were trapped under debris under the roof of a factory collapsed in Ludhiana last evening. A large-scale rescue operation is currently underway to extract them. Ludhiana Deputy Commissioner Jitendra Jorwal informed that multiple agencies, including the two teams of the National Disaster Response Force, as well as the local police, the health officials and the fire and factories departments, and the municipal corporation are involved in the rescue efforts. The State Revenue Minister Hardeep Singh Mundian is also overseeing this operation. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has urged the platform workers to register themselves in the eShram portal for the formal recognition and the access to the benefits of the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The ABPMJ health scheme provides the coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for the secondary and tertiary care hospitalization across more than 31,000 public and private empaneled hospitals in the country. India has significantly reduced its average applied tariffs in the key developed areas such as Australia, the UAE, the Switzerland, Norway, and under recently concluded mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements. Resources indicate that the similar negotiations are currently underway with the European Union and the United Kingdom among the partners. They added that the ongoing discussions with the United States will be reviewed in this context. In the Women's Premier League, UP Warriors defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 12 runs at the Ekanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Chasing a target of 226 runs, RCB were bowled out for 213 in 19.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.